When the committee's proposed capital budget was unveiled, it included about $3.3 million for the Southeast Alaska Power Agency's plan to raise the Swan Lake Dam by about 6 feet. That might not sound like much, but it will make a big difference to Southern Southeast Hydropower. Here's SEPA's CEO, Trey Acteson.
Well, I like to put that in terms of offsetting diesel. I think people can relate to that fairly well. What it will do is it will replace up to 800,000 gallons of diesel generation a year as our diesel dependency grows.
Energy demand is growing faster than expected among SEPA's three member communities of Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell. And when the inexpensive hydroelectric power runs low, those communities turn to backup diesel generators. If Swan Lake can hold more water, though, that means the hydropower will last longer.
What it allows us to do is it allows us to capture water that would have been spilled over the dam. And as it is now, if we get large inflows, we can't use the water fast enough that it spills over the dam. This will allow us to capture that and then shift that over into the winter months when we would potentially have to supplement diesel.
Ketchikan Public Utilities is building a new hydroelectric project at Whitman Lake, and Acteson says that project works well with the planned Swan Lake expansion.
As many people know, the Whitman project is essentially a run of river. It comes out of a small reservoir, but it only has about a day or two of reserves. So if we can run, KPU can run Whitman, and while they're running, we can bank that water in Swan so we don't lose it. So it's actually a very nice marriage as well.
The cost estimate for the Swan Lake project is $13.3 million. Acteson says he's pleased with the Senate Finance Committee's funding for the project, and he's hoping the House might add a little more when the budget goes to that body. Other potential funding sources include the Alaska Energy Authority's Renewable Energy Fund program and bonds. Acteson says the project makes sense for Southern Southeast Alaska.
The great thing about the project is it utilizes existing infrastructure. You don't need a new powerhouse. You don't need a new penstock. You don't need a new dam. We're just going to raise it. You don't need new transmission. We're essentially just maximizing an existing facility. So we really consider it the low-hanging fruit for the region.
If all goes well, Acteson says the expansion project should be completed by the end of 2016. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.